Liar Kyrsten Sinema. There's no other word to describe her. Kyrsten Sinema ran as a Democrat, but has blocked the president's initiatives at every turn.
Tonight, Democrat turned independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona is bucking President Biden yet again.
And it's time for her to go. Say no to Liar Kyrsten Sinema. Like a pint-sized Palpatine, Ron DeSantis is running Florida as though it were his own evil empire. In little Ronnie's galaxy, there would be no gay people.
That's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards.
And no faiths other than Old Testament Christianity, with those who stray from orthodoxy stoned for their disobedience. Maybe Emperor Ron DeSantis is the one who's really stoned. Paid for by NOWPAC. There's no debate. The climate is changing and the planet is getting hotter. If we don't act now, our future and that of our children will be put in even greater danger. I support Prop 298, the carbon emissions bill, and so should you. Let's fix our climate before it's too late. This is bull. Vigilante attacks are becoming more and more common in America. And now, a homeless black man has been strangled to death on a New York City subway for being loud. But far-right public officials are supporting his killer.
It's very clear that Daniel Penny did nothing wrong. He is a hero that was a good Samaritan.
Call your congressperson. Tell them that you demand justice for Jordan Neely and an end to vigilantism in our communities. Kentucky's progressive champion. Governor Andy Beshear has been a sea of sanity among Republican extremists in our state. He's fought for reproductive freedom.
I support Roe v. Wade. I believe those individuals deserve options.
And Andy Beshear stood up against systemic racism in the police force. Kentucky deserves four more years of Governor Andy Beshear.